is Bhagavad Gita translated into Indonesian.
So, will you explain in English some of the post? Fourth chapter.
Fourth chapter. It's about yoga, isn't it? About yoga. The fourth chapter.
What is the subject matter?
About that yoga has been taught by Vivaswan, and Vivaswan taught to Manu, and Manu taught to Iswaku.
So only the translation is there?
Yes, translation and some explanations.
What is that explanation?
He said that Vivaswan is the personification of Surya, the sun god. He is the first man created by Brahman. And he learns yoga from Brahman himself. And then Vivaswan taught yoga to Manu, who is the creator of the law and of institutions. Just explaining only the who is Iswaku, who is Vivaswan, and so on. There's no philosophical explanation here. Just word by word explanations, because of course, if you compare with.
But, he said that indirectly in the Bhagavad Gita, your original verse, can you read? Original verse?
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Imam Vivaswate Yogam Ruktavam aham avyaya.
Yes, it is Bhagavan Vacha.
Yes.
The personality of God had said.
Yes.
Now, I spoke this. He says, Imam Vivasati Jogam Pratavan Aham. So Krishna said, Bhagavan said, that I spoke.
Yes.
But the translation is that the Brahma spoke.
No, Sri Bhagavan spoke. Translation is that. Sri Bhagavan spoke that.
Sri Bhagavan spoke.
Yes, Sri Bhagavan.
But you told me Brahma.
No. Sri Bhagavan spoke, telling the people, telling Arjuna, that yoga has been taught by God to Vivaswam.
God, by me.
Brahman.
He said that I taught.
Yes.
But why the translation is God said, Bhagavan said that this was spoken by Brahma.
In the translation. Well, mentioned I.
Huh?
I mentioned aku. I. It's mentioned here.
But that is all right.
Yeah, it's mentioned there.
Bhagavan said that I spoke. Is that?
Bhagavan said that yoga has been taught by me to Vivaswam.
That's nice.
Then Vivaswam taught it to Manu and so on.
That's all right.
Yeah.
This is nice translation.
Yeah.
But
and then the explanation that Vivaswam is the personification of Surya, and he is the first man.
What do you mean by personification?
Is the personification, is the embodiment of of Surya. So Surya is supposed to be.
No. He says that I spoke to Surya, Vivaswam.
Yeah, Vivaswam.
So Vivaswam is a person.
Yes.
Vivaswam is a person.
Yes.
Not the personification. What is the translation? Explanation, read it.
Vivaswam in Indonesian is Vivaswam adalah personifikasi dari Batara Surya, Dewa Matahari. It's supposed to be. Maybe he
now what we have translated?
Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivasvan. Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to his Bhaku.
Now what did they explain?
Herein we find the history of the Bhagavad Gita traced from a remote time when it was delivered to the royal order, the king of all planets. This science is especially meant for the protection of the inhabitants, and therefore the royal order should understand it in order to be able to rule the citizens and protect them from the material bondage to lust. Human life is meant for cultivation of spiritual knowledge, an eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the executive heads of all states and all planets are obliged to impart this lesson to the citizens by education, culture, and devotion. In other words, the executive heads of all states are intended to spread the science of Krishna consciousness so that the people may take advantage of this great science and pursue a successful path, utilizing the opportunity of the human form of life.
This Vivaswam is the original person of the Kshatriya family, Surya Vamsa.
Surya Vamsa.
Yes.
You mentioned Vivaswan here, should I read it?
Yes.
The sun is the king of the planets, and the sun god, as the present of the name Vivaswan, rules the sun.
At the present moment, the president or the predominating person, his name is given Vivaswan.
He's a person, he's a man.
Yeah.
From Surya Vamsa, from the clan of
not Surya. From Surya Vamsa. He is the origin of Surya Vamsa.
Origin of Surya Vamsa. I think about Bhagavad Gita also mentioned here in the second verse. It's mentioned also that Bhagavad Gita is the oldest, yoga is the oldest.
No, the so thing is second explanation. Vibhasan is personification of Shri. No, he's a person.
Person, I see. Yeah, he's a person and the
his name is Vibhasan.
I see.
The predominating deity in the sun planet.
Yeah.
His name is Vibhasan.
Vibhasan. And he is supposed to be the originator of.
Oh, he is the original person for the. There are two kinds of Kshatriyas.
Yes.
One coming from the sun god and the other is coming from the moon god.
Yes.
Chandravamsa, Surya
Vamsa. Well, it's a very good correction for us. It's mentioned in personification.
Personification means he, from the dance explanation, it appears that actually there is no person.
No persons, yes. But actually there was person.
Nor was, is, this still.
It is still.
Yes. Then life is long duration.
Yes.
There are kings, some of the monos, they live for 11 arbud years. One arbud years means 10 crores. 1 crore means 10 million. 10 million. So 10 million years makes 1 crore.
Yes.
Such 11 crore years. There is history. Priyampita, one of the mono, he reigned over for 11 or both years. One arbud means 10 millions of years. So, Vibhasan, he is living for so many years. Just like Brahma's age is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. And you find out the verse, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Arahajat Brahmano Vidu. What is the chapter?
Chapter 8, 17
verse.
Sahasra Yoga Vayantam Aharyat Vamano Vidu.
Now, what is the translation?
By human calculation.
No. I want to know this time.
He who knows that the day of Brahman is 1,000 yuga and that the night of Brahman is also 1,000 yuga is he who knows the truth of day and night.
And then now, what is the explanation?
An explanation is that according to the traditions that Brahman, the day or the night of Brahman is 1,000 yuga.
What is that yuga?
It's mentioned in chapter 4, verse 8. Yuga is 8. One yuga is, it's mentioned here, 100 years.
It doesn't
matter. One yuga is 1 age between the one incarnations to another incarnations. It's mentioned.
but he has not given actual calculation of the years.
Yes, he mentioned here. What is that? Only the yuga of Krita Yuga is 4,000 years, and Treta Yuga is 3,000 years, Dwapara Yuga is 2,000 years, and Kali Yuga is 1,000 years.
1,000 years?
Yes.
We have already passed 5,000 years.
Wait. Yes. There is 1,000 years, God years. If it is human years, it's 4,320,000 years.
Total.
4,000.
Then, sir.
4 million. And.
That is total yuga.
Yeah, for human, in human years.
Human calculation. Human calculations. Then it is all right.
Yeah, 4,342,000.
About 43.
Yes, yes.
About 43 hundred thousands of years. That yes. makes a yuga.
Yuga, yes.
Yes. And
in human
Brahma's daytime is such 4,300,000 of years multiplied by 1,000.
By 1,000. It's
4,300,000 of years.
Multiplied
by 1,000. So 4,300,000. Then 4,350.
Yes.
And again 30. Then what it comes?
43 million.
43 50. Upon 43. Add 8 zeros.
8 zeros.
Then what it comes to?
4 billion. 4 billion years.
4 billion years is 12 hours of Brahma's life.
Just one day only.
One day only. One day. Similarly, one night. Then one day.
So, I mean, about 8 billion years, one day of Brahman.
Yeah. So, that is the calculation.
Yes.
So, things are very complicated. And people should understand very rightly. Frog philosophy. We say frog philosophy. Frog philosophy means that a frog who lives in the well, he has got experience of water, 3 cubic feet.
Yes.
And if he is given to understand that there is Atlantic Ocean, it is very difficult for him to understand.
To imagine. Yes.
So, on the whole, it is, but it is not very completely explained. Then our point is at least it will give some idea of the Bhagavad Gita to the people. But still, it has to be expanded, it has to be more explicitly advertised. No. So our point is that we are trying to spread this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. This Krishna consciousness movement means that we are spreading the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So this is a worldwide organization. And you know something about us, about this movement. So this part of the world, this is Southeast Asia.
Yes.
Southeast Asia. Why not combine it, join together, and scientifically preach this cult? of Krishna consciousness, people will be very glad to accept you.
What is the place of Srimad Bhagavatam here in this movement? Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like before learning any literature, one has to read the first book, ABCD. The Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD. It is just beginning of understanding of what is God. ABCD. When one has passed the entrance examination, then he gets the opportunity of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita, the last instruction is Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. The Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is explaining himself, and at last he says that you surrender unto him. That is the most confidential part of knowledge. So if one has surrendered to Krishna, then he is admitted in the college of studying Bhagavad. Before that he has no place. Just like without passing entrance examination, nobody is admitted in the college course. Similarly, without understanding Bhagavad Gita perfectly well, one cannot understand what is Bhagavad. Bhagavat is the graduate step. So this Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Sutra is the summarized study of all Vedic knowledge. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. So, people are in darkness about this great knowledge of the science of God all over the world. They are misled. They are being misled. Misled in this way, that this human form of life is specially meant for understanding God. The animals are not meant for this world. But the present leaders, they are keeping all human beings in the animal condition of life. They are chance of becoming conscious about God is being sacrificed, being misled by so-called economic development plans. All this economic development means they are meant for these bodily comforts. Any department of knowledge at the present moment that simply aiming at giving some artificial comfort to this body. But these rascals, they do not care to know that however I keep this body comfortably, I'll have to give it up. And after giving up this body, what is my next position? They do not know. They do not know. This is darkness. This is darkness. So this Krishna consciousness movement is an educational movement to give enlightenment to the people at large, to understand the values of life. Not to live like animals, eating, sleeping, sex, life and dying. This is animal life. So this is the best humanitarian welfare activity. To make people understand scientifically what he is, what is God, what is our relationship with God. So the Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of this science. So this should be presented very scientifically. One who knows perfectly well about this Bhagavad Gita. These are crucial points. That one, Krishna says, Ivam Vivasati Yugam Prathamanam. There are so many very touch points. If they are not very explained nicely, people will remain in doubt.
We think, at present day, in Indonesia itself, we think about harmonizing spiritual and material aspects of life. So that's our stance here. We must be in...
First of all, we must know what is harmonization. Harmonization means that this material life means bodily concept of life.
Yeah.
This is material life. Yeah. I am this body.
Yes.
Generally people think like that. I am Indonesian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. And they take care of the country where he is born. Nishyatma buddhi kunapi siddhātuke sadhik kalatra disubhomayujyam. But this conception, bodily conception of life, has made the whole human society like cats and dogs. It is my land, it is my, that's like a dog. As soon as another dog comes, why you come here, why you come here? So this kind of harmonization is dog civilization. First of all, we have to understand what is spiritual value of life. Then you can harmonize. If you do not know what is spiritual life, then what you can harmonize? That is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. When Arjuna accepted Krishna as Guru, then he began to explain about the value of life. Dehinasmin yathadi kaumalyo. Find out this verse. It is the second chapter. Which verse?
2:13.
Huh?
2:13.
Second chapter, 13th verse. Find out. Read it.
Dehi no asmin yatha dehi kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dihantara praptir tirastatra nam yate.
Translation.
After using this body, from childhood to youth and to old age, and afterwards, changing into another body, he who is wise will not be disturbed.
Now, here is the indication that after death we have to accept another body.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yes.
Now, what kind of body we are going to accept? There are 8,400,000 varieties of bodies. Is it not? Huh? Do you know that?
No, we don't know. So many kinds, so many varieties of bodies.
There are forms of body in the water, in the land, so many trees, plants, then there are so many insects, reptiles, then birds, then there are beasts, and then there are human beings. So there are 8,400,000 forms of body. Now here it is indicated that after giving up this body, the soul is going to accept another body. Now, the human civilization, is it not duty of the human society to know what kind of body I am going to accept?
It's up to God and karmapala.
Eh?
Up to God and karmapala.
So then they must know what is karmapala. This is the fact.
Yeah.
Karmana daivanatre. But they are do not know how to execute karma. They are doing all kinds of sinful activities. So suppose after this body, on account of my sinful activities, I am going to become a rat or cat or a snake or a tree, then what is the use of my so much jumping over nationalism and thisism and that? If by nature I am going to accept next life the body of a cat and dog or a tree, then what is the meaning of my this so-called nationalism at the present moment? So is it not the duty of the guardians who are taking care of the people or their son to educate human being in such a way that they can get better body? Where is that education? Your darkness, nobody knows what kind of body is going to accept next life.
Well, at least we can start on living a moral life.
Huh?
At least
but
we can start
not living.
On living a moral life.
They are not living. They are doing all kinds of sinful activities. They are drinking, they are having illicit sex, they are gambling, they are killing animals. Where is it? Everyone is engaged in this thing. Maybe a few percentage people are not engaged. But throughout the whole world, they are implicated with these four kinds of sinful activities. How you can expect that he is going to have next body very nice? No, that is not possible. If we believe in the karma, according to karma. Just like here in the human society, there is law that if you kill a man, you should be also killed. Similarly, in God's law, so the same law is there. Mangsa. Mangsa, if I eat an animal, then he will have the chance to eat me next time. This is karma. Who is caring for all these things? Who is caring? Nobody is caring. They are slaughtering animals like anything. So this kind of adjustment will not help. They must know scientifically what is the value of life. They must take information from authorized scriptures. Then the human society will profit. Otherwise, not. Just like there is next life, a boy is educated to have good education, so that in next life means when he is young man, he will be happy. He is preparing for the next life. A boy is being educated. That means he is preparing for the next youthful life. The youthful life is meant for preparation for the next old age life. than what we are preparing now for the next month. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jyanti diva pratadi vaan kisim jyanti visit pratah bhute ja jyanti bhutani madhyajino pi jyanti maam. So where is that education?
I think it's also according to the society. First we have to learn, and after we come to the state of sannyasi, only then we are...
There is no question of sannyasi. Sannyasi you take or not take. You must be in knowledge what is your next life.
But if we...
Do you mean to say we shall keep ourselves in darkness about our next life? Is that your philosophy?
Well, I think we have to start from child, we give a child education, and then grihastha, and vanaprastha.
That's all I mean. Grihastha, vanaprastha, that is a different stages.
So if everybody
but the real education is that you have to die, you have to accept another body.
Yes.
What kind of body you are going to accept?
Yes.
If you do not know that, what is this meaning of grihastha and vanaprastha and sannyasa? These are all rascal. If you do not, you miss the real point, then what is this meaning of this? There is no meaning. Simply by dressing in white clothing, one becomes grihastha, and simply by dressing one in this saffron cloth, he becomes sannyasi. By changing dress, he becomes everything. You must know. What is the aim of life? Everyone should know what is the ultimate goal of life. If he does not know, if he is in the darkness for the next life, then what is the meaning of this grihastha and vanaprastha and this?
We believe in the states of life, so we prepare from childhood. And I think
yes,
we are
not only we, but everyone should prepare.
Yes.
From the childhood. This Bhagavad Gita is not meant for a particular class of men. It is meant for the human society. So this education should be spread all over the world to save them from pitfalls of a life of darkness. That is our Krishna consciousness. We do not mean that the Bhagavad Gita is meant for the Hindus or for the Indians or for the Indonesians. No, it is meant for everyone. They should know the science.
Are there Christian also or Muslim also joining this?
The what? Who are these? Don't you see?
Do they,
there are many Christians, many...
Do they have to be Hindus first? Because there's a question.
Oh, why you are stressing to become Hindu and Christian?
It's a question from...
It is an education for understanding the values of life.
Yes.
It is not the question of Hindus, Muslims. Any intelligent man will take it. Suppose if you want to be a great mathematician, does it mean that you must be a Hindu or a Christian? Or Mohammedan.
But by using threads and attributes of Hindu religion,
the attributes,
is the sign of there's
Hindu
religion.
Hindus, the word is not to be found in our Vedic scripture. It is the name given by the Mohammedans. So that is going on. Actually, it is called Varnasambham. Four Varnas, four ashrams. The four Varnas, the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And four ashrama, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. The combined together, it is called Varnasambham. So unless a human being follows this Varnasambham principle, he is not a human being. Is animal. Because the animal has no varna, no ashram. The human society must be divided. that, just like in this body, there are four divisions. The head division, the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. All these are required for complete body. Although, by comparative study, head is the most important department. But still, the leg is not that we don't require leg. Leg is also required. Similarly, the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they are required to function the society perfectly. That is varna. And similarly, for spiritual emancipation, there must be the division, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. So unless you accept this institution perfectly, you cannot develop your consciousness as perfect human being.
And this division is only in Hindu.
No, this division is meant for everyone.
Yes, Mohammedans also accept this division.
Yes, they are accepting. If you don't accept any scientific truth, that is your business. That is your business. If you say 2 plus 2 equal to 4, no, I don't accept. That is your business. But 2 plus 2 equal to 4, that is a fact everyone. Now, how these boys have accepted? Now, they have got separate faith, they have become brothers. And they are acting as actually brothers. There are many Mohammedans also. They came from Mohammedan. So it is the process of presenting the perfect educational system, then everyone will accept. Any intelligent man will accept. It is a science. So you have to push this scientific movement throughout the whole world. That is our program. It is not a so-called Hindu cult or Indian cult, no. It is a science to be accepted by everyone if he at all wants to, I mean to say, purify or make his life perfect. Otherwise he doesn't. He does not know what he is going to accept another body. He has to accept another body. Tatha dehantaram prapti. It does not say that this kind of body, dehantaram, another body. Now it is up to you to select what kind of body I am going to accept. I am going to become a cat or dog or a demigod or a big man or... They do not know even that this science is unknown to the whole world. We are trying to push on this scientific world. This is our position. So, if you want to cooperate with the scientific movement, then we are prepared. But if you have some other idea, that is different. But if we take it seriously as a scientific movement, then we are prepared to cooperate. And you should do. Simply formality will not help us.
We think our state is not yet come to that level, because Bhagavad Gita only is still very few who understand it. Even Bhagavad Gita is still very few to understand it.
People are in darkness. You mean to say, when you say that we have not come to that state, that means that you want to remain in darkness? Does it mean? We don't want to take this light. We have not come to this stage. Does it mean you want to remain in darkness?
Well, not remain, but step by step we have to enlighten
ourselves. Step by step, money, you have to know it. Step by step is there. First of all, you have to fix up that we have, this is the goal. Then get step by step. But if you don't accept the principle, then you remain in darkness.
Principle is the same, but only the way to perform, to go through it, I think it's different.
The principle, if you teach the principles of Bhagavata Gita, then you have to take the principles of Bhagavata Gita. If you want to read Bhagavad Gita, you remain in other atmosphere, then it will not help. It is simply a waste of time. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janatiya. There Bhagavad Gita is also there. I am talking to you the most confidential part of this knowledge. Sarva Guhyatama. What is that? I know. The 18th chapter, I think 63 verse. What is that verse?
63. Thus I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge.
Before that verse, what is that? Sarva-guhyatam. Yes, 63. Just
open it. 63.
Really?
Thinking it perfectly. Do
whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Yeah. That's whatever you like. Yes. That independence is there, always.
According to the situation.
But he has, just like we are speaking, this is the aim of life.
Yes.
Now, if you like, you can check, you not check. That depends on your independence.
Yes.
So that independence is all there. Because that independence is there, therefore we are sometimes degrading from this human life to cats and dogs life. So it is the duty of the human society to save the human being to degrade from becoming again cats and dogs or to elevate him higher and higher. Does it mean that we shall be satisfied with our present stage of life without knowing what we are going to accept? Is that very nice proposal? Or we shall try to elevate the human society to the higher?
Our aim is the same.
Huh?
Our aim is the same, so it paints the human being.
Huh.
But because of
the but if your aim
different.
Is that, then you have to accept the means.
Yes.
If you do not accept the means, simply expecting that our aim is the same will not act. You have to accept the means.
Yes.
That means is explained in the next verse. 64. Sarvadhanman parityajyama ekam saranam. What is that? 64? Sarva bhuya tamam bhuya. Sinume paramang bhasha. Istosi me dirhamiti. Tato bhakshyami te hitam. Then 65. Manmana bhava madhavakto madhyaji mang namaskuru. Mamiva Aishasi Sadyanti Pratijani Yusi. This is Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
So one has to become, if one is actually eager and serious for fulfilling the aim of human life, then he has to take to this principle of Krishna consciousness. Manvana Bhava Madhvapta Madhyaji Mag Namaskuru. Mamiva Aishasi Satyante Pratijani Priyosini. See, if we do not teach this lesson to the human society, then he will remain in the darkness. This is the purpose. This is the purpose of Bhakti.
Man here means Krishna
yeah.
or Brahman.
Why you bring Brahma?
Brahman. God.
Then you have not understood Krishna.
We are asking.
Now why you are asking? Because you do not understand what is Krishna. You are asking because you do not understand Krishna.
Yeah, because it's mentioned here.
He says, Ma. He says everything, Ma. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru mamiva everything ma. I.
Yes.
So why you bring Brahma? Krishna says everything I. You are asking about Krishna, that means you do not understand Krishna. But it is clearly said, Ma, Krishna. We have therefore given the name Krishna consciousness, nothing else. Neither Brahma consciousness nor God consciousness. Krishna consciousness. The whole concentration is to Krishna. That is required.
The explanation here is that from this slope to the 72, from this slope,
who is this slope?
From 64 to 72, Krishna again speaks as a guru, guru shishya samvad.
Well, Krishna is the original guru, for a guru for everyone.
So here is as a guru.
Guru is the representative of Krishna. Therefore, Guru will also teach to surrender to Krishna.
From this movement, what has been, what is the plan and what is the...
Everyone should become a devotee of Krishna. That is the plan. That is the whole plan.
And what
real... That is stated. Man mana bhava mad bhakta mad jari mahang namaskaru. Just like this chanting of Hare Krishna. This is man mana. Always thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. This Krishna chanting means thinking of Krishna. Immediately. Man mana. Mad bhakta, there is in the temple, Radha Krishna, Diti, they are worshipping. Mad jaji, they are regularly, according to the rules and regulations, from morning 4 to up to 10, there is a worshipping method. Mad jaji, maga namaskuru, offer your obeisances. Then you come back to me. That is what. They do not know where they are going, either they are going to be cats and dogs. But here, by this process, you go back to home, back to Krishna. Therefore, this should be adopted. Why should you spoil your energy to become cats and dogs? This is the point.
And for the real life, what is
that? That is real life. That is real life, to go back to Krishna. Otherwise you do not know where you are going. After you are preparing for something next, then your energy is spoiled because you do not know. But if you become Krishna Jaji, always thinking of Krishna, is it very difficult? Manmana, to think of Krishna, to worship Krishna, you are going to the temple, you are offering some prayer, that's all right. What is the difficulty if you offer the prayer to Krishna? You have to do the same thing in a systematic way. Then, marjajino pi janti maam, then you go back to Krishna. Next life is to go back to home, back to Krishna. That is perfection.
Well, I think the Bhagavad Gita also mentioned that many ways lead to God.
Yes, many ways, that is all right. But the best way he suggests, who comes back to me?
Yes.
Many ways there may be. You may go to hell, that is also another way. And therefore he says in the 67, Sarva Dharma Arpita, I also suggested many ways. You give up, kick up all these ways. You simply surrender it to me. That is the most confidential part of knowledge. The intelligent man should take it. And he still, if he likes, many ways, let him do that. Let him go to hell. Who can check it? Jyanti deva pratade iman pitrin jyanti pitrin. He has suggested. You can go to the heart-mind system, you can remain here, you can become cats, you can become dogs, you can become a bhuta, ghost. You can become anything you like, but if you become madhyaji, if you become a devotee of me, then you come to me. Now it is up to our position to make choice whether we are going to be a ghost or going to become the associates of Krishna. That's up to us.
What is his Divine Grace idea about Kali Yuga?
Kali Yuga means degraded age.
It's a time for that.
Degradation.
It is the time.
It is yes, it has begun for the last 5,000 years. It is going on.
And how long it will see?
It will remain for another 427,000 years. The whole duration is 432,000 years.
Yes.
Out of which I have passed only 5,000. That means the balance is 427,000. So at the end, people will forget everything about God. There are descriptions of this Kali Yuga. So if we again come back to Kali Yuga, it is not very good for us. The symptoms have already begun. So actually we must do something by which people may derive some benefit.
Yes.
Simply for formalities there is no value. And that things are already mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
We have to simply follow the program, then life is perfect. Fruit. Give them this prasada, this way.
How long this movement has been started?
This movement started from since 5,000 years, since Krishna appeared. We have not started, manufactured this movement.
Yes.
We are just pushing on this same movement.
Yes.
Rightly.
Yes.
That's all. You can say how long this movement has been started rightly.
Yes.
Prasadam means little. The others may come. Why you give such and such? Again you have to bring if somebody comes.
We'll be going shortly.
That's all right, but if somebody comes, again you have to go. Bring back. People are not come here to fill up their belly. A little prasada will satisfy. Only one piece.
This movement is start all over the world now.
Oh yes.
How many countries for it?
Whole world. Especially in America, America, Europe. Now we are going in New Zealand, Australia.
Are they in the Arabs also?
Eh?
In Arabic countries?
Arabic countries also have men come. Jerusalem? Jerusalem? That is an Arabic country. We sent to Pakistan also. But due to this war, the American embassy, they asked them to go. We are going again, Bangladesh. We have got Russia branch. And we are negotiating with China also. So, because you are here, you have taken the importance of Bhagavad Gita, why not do it rightly and propagate nicely? That is our problem.
You are thinking about it.
Yes, think about it. There is life after death. This is your question?
Yes.
So whether there is life after death? What is your question?
What's your opinion about the life after death?
Is there life after death or is there my opinion?
What is the opinion? It is a fact. Just like you are a child, now you are a young man. So you have changed your body. Similarly, when you change this body, you get another body.
Life after death is...
That is life after death.
Is any world or any description of the world?
No, the world is vast. So according to your karma, you have got a particular type of body. Yeah. You are a young man. There is another young man also. Still, his body and your body is not exactly the same. His bodily feature, your bodily feature, his intelligence, your intelligence, they are all different.
Yes.
But a child grows to become a young man, that's a fact. You are a child, another child was there. So they have got now different body. Just like you have got a different body from your childhood life. Is it not?
Yes.
But you know that you had a childhood life, although the body is not there. This is transmigration from one body to another. Just like a dream at night, you change this body, you accept another body. And although you are lying down your bed, you have gone to some other place, settled body. Therefore, this is a fact that we change our body so many ways. But I, this soul, I remain. So therefore, when this body will not exist, I will exist in another body. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. That na jayate na mriyate ma na hannate hannamane sarire. We can experience this, and it is confirmed in the Shastra, that after destruction of this body, we are not destroyed. I as living entity, I remain. I accept another.
Maybe the question is that whether the life after death is the same like our life here, no, or maybe not better, or...
That is not very difficult. If you get another body, naturally the same way of life, same way of life means this life, this material body means four functions. eating, sleeping, sex intercourse, and defense. So as soon as you get another body, it's the same business event. It may be dog's life, it may be cat's life, or it may be human life. But the business is the same. Eating, sleeping, sex intercourse, and defense.
The idea of nirvana and surga.
That is another thing. That is another. Then you have to prepare. That is not for the cats and dogs. That is meant for really human beings. Yes. Those who are actually exhibiting life as human beings. Yes. That is not for the cats and dogs. Yes. My request is that you have got so many, you are so many, you are interested in Bhagavad, do it right, that's all. What is asking?
What we are planning.
Planning, but you are not prepared for the planning. Otherwise I could have given you the plan, but you are not prepared.
We'll think about that.
You say you think of. Then you think of, what can I do? I was prepared to give you the plan.
I hope next time when this come here, maybe we are prepared already. We hope so.
घर में जाना मैं अभी तो समय नहीं तुम्हारी माता जी Yeah. Prasad, we are Prasad. होता ही है बुढ़ापे में, हमारा भी है कमल होता है। Chant Hare Krishna, everything you learn. Chant Hare Krishna. Everything you learn.
Is there nothing more to do for this?
Yes, that is the duty of everyone. Very easy. And read this book.
Yes, I will buy this book.
Yeah.